Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Tainis Daf Lamed. At least officially it's Tainis Daf Lamed, but we are on Chav Tes and Beis, all the way at the top of the page, at the two dots on Chav Tes and Beis, about eight lines into the page. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children. It is also sponsored by Friends of the Beach Minyan, Lezuchus Rufu Shlema, for Aryeh David Alevi, Ben Yehuda Shira. It is also sponsored anonymously, Lezecher Nishmas, Rabbi Chanina Herzberg, Zichron Levracha, whose yard site is today. His name was my Menahel in elementary school, his Neshama, Shreven Aliyah, one of the outstanding Mechanchim of the last generation. We are going to discuss on Chav Tes Amud Beis whether it's mutter to be Mechabes Lahaniach. We know that you're not supposed to do kibbutz, you're not supposed to launder clothing during the 9 days. What if you're not going to wear it during the 9 days? You're just going to do the laundry. Can you do the laundry and then only wear the clothing later on? Then the Gemara is going to discuss whether it's usur to wear kelim mechubasim on Shavuot Shechal Bo Tishbav even after Tishbav. Does the dinim of Shavuot Shechal Bo Tishbav only apply before Tishbav? Does it apply after Tishbav is over as well? And then on Lamed Amud Aleph, we're going to get to the dinim of Su'uda Hamafsekes as well as the dinim of Talmud Torah on Tishbav. So let's begin. Again, we are at the two dots on Daf Chaf Tes Amud Beis, about 8 to 9 lines into the page. So we said the week that Tishma falls, it's usher to get a haircut, and it's usher to do laundry. That's only if you're going to do laundry and then wear the clothing. But if you're just going to do the laundry and then set the clothing aside and you're not going to wear it, that's going to be mutter. Rav Sheshe says no, even doing the laundry is an isser. Now wait a second, before we get into the rayas back and forth, what's the svara? Meaning, I understand l'chabis v'lil bosh makes sense to wear freshly laundered clothing. That would be problematic. But why is it aser l'chabis l'aniach to do the laundry? Is that something that's enjoyable? Is that something that is a ta'anuk for a person? So the Rishonim explain, no. The l'chabis l'aniach, the issue is not that it's one of ta'anuk. The issue is that it's one of hesach hada'as. That when a person is experiencing avelus, there's an isra of hesach hada'as from Avelus. A lot of times people are very good at following the exact rules of Avelus, but some of the overarching themes of what the person's attitude is supposed to be are sometimes missing. So one of the things is that one is not supposed to be Mesiach Das from Avelus. So the strategy when one is being Menachem Avel is not to distract them from the Avelus. Adrabba, the whole point is that they are supposed to be in Avelus. So you want to talk about the Nifter, you want to talk about exactly what they are being Misavel on, rather than to serve it. Maybe if it's Rachman Tzolo Aleinu, a young child or something like that, then a distraction is probably healthier. But when you're dealing with a person who's able to, the mitzvah is to be focused on the avilus. Rav Neuberger Shlita recently sat shiva for his mother, and he sat shiva in Toronto, and he wanted to give his whole kehila an opportunity to be Menachem Avel. So, but he didn't want to leave his family, so he sat the whole shiva in Toronto, and instead of relying on Mitzvayom Kekulo for the last day of Shiva, flew back and then sat an extra day of Shiva in order that his whole Kehillah could be Menachem Avel, which is like an incredible act of tzidkus. But he was trying to explain why he didn't want to fly in the middle of Avelus. And he was saying that he feels that in addition to that an Avel is not supposed to Yotzi Mitoch Beis, so you're not supposed to travel too much, he felt that it would be a terrible Hesach Hadas of the Avelus. And then he caught himself and he realized that he probably tells people all the time that they can, that they're allowed. And this is his own personal chumrah that he was. So he said, you know, nowadays to travel from Canada, they ask you all these corona questions and you have to do testing. So that would be a huge hesach hadas, you know, in that kind of traveling. So he very seamlessly explained why he's not really a tzaddik. So I'm Rav Sheshes. Teda, so Rav Sheshes says, I'll bring you a raya, the batli katsri debay rav, that the cleaners by the debay rav didn't work that week, because that's the raya, that even the chavis lani, that you don't even have the cleaners working. Why are the cleaners called katsri? So Rashi says because they're mekatsrin bigdei tzemer, that when they wash wool clothing, the wool shrivels and it becomes shorter. So that's why they're called katsri. So Masar Rav Amnuna b'chamishi mutar mnei kavod Shabbos, that we said that on Thursday it's mutar because of kavod Shabbos. Well, wait a second. Lemay mutar for what? Ilei melechabis v'lilbosh. If we say that when Tishma falls on Thursday, then I'm sorry, that on Thursday Thursday, you're allowed to be mechabes. If we mean lechabes for lilbosh, you're allowed to be mechabes and wear it. My kavod Shabbos ika. Why is that a kavod Shabbos that you're going to wear the clothing on Thursday? So elala niach. No, it must be that we're saying that you're allowed to launder the clothing in order to leave it over for Shabbos. And nevertheless, we said ubechamishiu d'shari aval Shabbos kula aser, that it's only on Thursday that you're allowed to do that. But otherwise, the Shavuot Shechal Bo Tishbav, you're not even allowed to be in the Chavis La'aniach. So says Gemara, no, Li'ola am the Chavis V'lilbosh. Really, when we said that Pechamishi, it's Mutter Mevnei Kavod Shabbos, it means that you're allowed to wash the clothing in order to wear the clothing on Thursday. Aye, that which we ask, that what kind of Kavod Shabbos is that, to wear the freshly laundered clothing on Thursday? K'shein lo el chaluk echad. We're talking about a person who only has one item of clothing, so he's only got one suit. So to launder it a few days before Shabbos, even if he's going to start wearing it at that point, that's still kavod Shabbos rather than wearing a dirty suit on Shabbos. Tamar Rav Asiyam Rabbi Yochanan, mi she'en lo elo chaluk echad, if a person only has chaluk echad, mutu l'chabso b'chol shel moed, even though there's an issue of kibbutz and chol moed, if a person has only one suit, so then he's allowed to be mechabes it on chol moed. Tosfos points out over here in Dibra Maschil, mi she'en lo elo chaluk echad, mutu l'chabso b'moed, toward the end of the Tosfos points out that mikol makom yesh l'nashim l'chabes bigdei hatinokos k'dei lishkov David k'mi she'en lo elo chaluk echad sheish regilus l'hachlif bigdeiem b'kol shad tzaruch lo kol begadav v'alzeh nagu olam l'chabesu m'kol amoed. He says that bigdei tinokos, clothing of young children, is considered to be, tinokos doesn't always mean babies, the clothing of young children who are constantly getting their clothing dirty, that's always considered as if elo elo chaluk echad, because they're always running out of clothing. No matter how much clothing you have, no matter how much shopping you do for the young kids, they're always running out of clothing because they're always messing up their clothing. And therefore, there's such a din of Ein Lo'el Chaluk Echad, and that's why you're allowed to wash the clothing of young children on Chol HaMoed as well. Itmar Nami, Amar Binyamin Amar B'Lazar, Lo Shanu El Chabis V'Lilbosh, that the whole Isser is only to do the laundry and then wear the freshly laundered clothing. Avla Niach Mutter, but to set it aside is going to be Mutter. So May Svei, the Gemara challenges that, Asr L'Chabis L'Fnei Tishbav, Afilu L'Haniach L'Achar Tishbav, you're not allowed to do laundry before Tishbav, even if your intention is to then leave it aside until after Tishbav. And then Agav, we mentioned v'giyutz shalanu ki kibush shalahen. When we do the more intense giyutz involves pressing and really making it fresh. Our giyutz is only as strong as their kibbutz, as the kibbutz that was done in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, we're not allowed to be megahets before Tishbav, even la'niach la'achar Tishbav, but we would be allowed to be mechabes, because in Bavel, their kibbutz was not quite the same. It wasn't up to the standard of the kibbutz in Eretz Yisrael. V'klei pishtan ein b'amishum giyutz. And there is no such thing as giyutz on klei pishtan, because klei pishtan are always going to get wrinkled. There's no way to make them so freshly laundered, so crisp, like Gihutz would do. But bottom line is, in that first line of this brisa, we said that you're not allowed to be mechabis b'tishbav, even laniach after Tishbav, tiyufta, and that therefore is a tiyufta on the shita that holds that as long as you don't wear it, it's okay. You see explicitly that even if you don't wear it, it's not okay. Shalach Rav Yitzchak ben Yehuda mishmed Rav Yochanan af b'sham klei pishtan ein b'mishum giyutz avlasu lov sham b'shabish chal Tishbav lios b'tocha. Even though we said klei pishtan are not subject to giyutz, but you're not allowed to wear them on the week that Tishbav falls in. Amara v'loshanu elo lefanav. When we say that you're not allowed to do something on Shavuot Shechal Bo Tishbav, it means up until Tishbav, meaning if Tishbav is on a Tuesday, it means Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. But after that, it's going to be mutter. Shmuel Amar, Afil Liachrov Nami Yasser. Shmuel is quite a chiddush that the idea of Shavuot Shechal Bo Tishbav apply, and the dinim of Avelus of Shavuot Shechal Bo Tishbav apply even after Tishbav is over for the remainder of the week. Meaning that according to Shmuel, Shabbos Nachamu is the first time we have any Nechama, that the Nechama doesn't come already on Asiri Ba'av and Chatzos. Shabbos Nachamu is when we have the first Nechama. So Meisvei Shabbos Shechal Tishbav Lios Betocha, also the Saper L'Chabes. Well, we said that the week that Tishbav falls out, you're not allowed to get a haircut, you're not allowed to do the laundry. Ubechamishi mutar mikvar Shabbos. And we said that on a Thursday, you're allowed to do because of Kavod Shabbos. Well, Ketzad, Chalios ve'echad b'Shabbos, how does this play out? If Tishbav falls on a Sunday, so mutar l'chabes kol haShabbos kula. So then you're going to be allowed to do laundry that whole week because Tishbav is already over. B'sheni, b'shlishi, b'revi, b'chamishi. But if Tishbav falls on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, l'fanav asur l'achrav mutar. Then you're not allowed to do the laundry before the day of Tishbav, But afterwards, it's going to be mutter. Chalios be'erev Shabbos. If Tishma falls out on erev Shabbos, mutter l'chabis b'chamishi b'bnei kvaras Shabbos. Then one is permitted to do the laundry on Thursday for the sake of kavod Shabbos. V'im lo kibes b'chamishi b'Shabbos, mutter l'chabis be'erev Shabbos b'nei mincha l'mayla. Then the greatest chiddush of all, that if a person is not mechabes on Thursday and Tishma falls on Friday, he could do the laundry on Friday late in the afternoon min a mincha l'mayla for the sake of kavod Shabbos. Layit ala Abaye v'itei meravacha bar Yaakov aha. Abaye says too far. No way. It can't be that you're allowed to do the laundry on Tisha B'Av itself, even in the afternoon. So he disagrees. He rejects. The lashon of layit means is a lashon that we use for Abaye a lot. You have different. The Tosfos points out, I think in Masechas Ksubos, maybe elsewhere, that you have certain Amoraim who have certain lashonos that are associated with them, that the way they express themselves is in certain, the Gemara expresses how they would express themselves with different lashonos. So I guess to express how strongly Abaye and how passionate Abaye was about certain ideas, the Gemara will often use the term layit ala Abaye, but that is a very strong expression. Now, the Gevurah Sarid raises the question, how does Abaye argue on a brisa, and he's mekalel anyone who's knowing like the brisa? It's in a brisa that it's mutter. So layit ala Abaye on someone who follows a brisa. So in the Reb Lezer Moshe Horvitz, he says that Abaye's not arguing the brisa that it's mutter to do it. He just says someone who's maybe atzmal lidei kach is layit, meaning he's upset at somebody. What's the case over here? The case is that Tishma fell on Friday. You're allowed to do the laundry on Thursday. You didn't, and now you end up having to do it on Friday afternoon. So Abaye says, what? Why didn't you do it Thursday? You're too busy to do it, so you're going to save it for Tishma. So that's where Abaye is getting upset. And that's the Lashon Rabbeinu Chananel. Layit Abaye mi shehitzrich v'dochak atzmo lekach. A person that put himself into a position that he had to do that. The Tosfos writes in Daf Lamed Amud Aleph that if Tishma falls on Thursday, you're allowed to be mechabes u'mesaper from Chatzos and on for the sake of Kavod Shabbos, so you shouldn't leave everything for Erev Shabbos. So you see, Tosfos, even L'chadchila, allows you to be mechabes on Tishma min ha-mincha l'mayla, even though Abaye was liat on that. Abaye cursed that. So Beis Yosef asks from this line of Gemara, how could Tosfos say on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph that it's no problem that you can do the laundry in the afternoon on Tishma B'Av when Tishma falls on Thursday, aside from the fact that that doesn't appear in the Gemara? You also have that Abaye was even upset if it was Friday to do such a thing. So Sfasama suggests that Abaye is dafka when it's Friday that he was upset, because you could have done it on Thursday. But when Tishma falls on Thursday, where there's no earlier time that you were allowed to do it, so then he wouldn't be so upset, because already Thursday afternoon, Shabbos preparations need to get started, and you can't leave everything for Erev Shabbos. So since there's no earlier date to do it, maybe Abaye wouldn't be so upset about it in that case. Vayitur the Gemara, Chalios B'Sheni B'Chamishi, if now just some dinim about Kriyas HaTorah in terms of Tishvav, if Tishvav falls on a Monday or Thursday, Korin Shlosho Maftir Echad, you have three Olim and one Maftir. B'Shlishi B'Raviv, Tishvav falls on Tuesday or Wednesday, Kore Echad Maftir Echad, there's one Ola and one Maftir, which is an unusual thing to do. Rabbi Yossi Omer Liolim Korin Shlosho Maftir Echad. So Rabbi Yossi says, no, we're always going to do three Aliyos and one Maftir. Tiyufta Dishmuel. So this seems to be a Tiyufta but the bottom line is that we have a Tiyufta on Shmuel from this whole Maimon, because Shmuel again was the one who said that Afil La'achrav Nami Yasser, that even after Tishbav, all the Dinim of Shmuel Shechalbor are still going to be Yasser. So it says Mar Amalach Shmuel Tanoihi. Shmuel will say it's a Machlokas Tanoim. Detanya Tishbav Shchalios B'Shabbos V'chein Erev Tishbav Shchalios B'Shabbos. If Tishbav or Erev Tishbav falls out on Shabbos, Ochel V'Shosa Kol Tzarcho, you can eat and drink all you want on that Shabbos. Umala Al Shulchanu Afilu Kesuuda Shlomo B'Shaito. You can have like the most lavish Suuda on that Shabbos. The Torah quotes this Brisa, and he brings from Rav Sar Shalom from the Avia Ezri that we don't do that even on Shabbos. We don't eat basar and shosi yayin with the sudam of sekas because of the chorban abayas. And he says even though the brisa didn't say any chiyuv to do that, the brisa says you could do the brisa only meant you're allowed to do kasuda shlomo, but not that you're obligated to do kasuda shlomo. So you could be yotzei shalashudis with a typical sudam of sekas. So the Torah writes that since his refraining from eating meat and drinking wine is mishum avelus, that would be a davar anikar, and he therefore rejects the sheet of the Avi Ezri and says you shouldn't do that because that would be avelus parhesia, and therefore we don't do that. And that's why the Rush would dafki eat meat and drink wine on the Shabbos when Tishba fell, or on Erev Shabbos when Tishba fell, and that's our minig as well. That we don't make shalosh shudis any less. I mean, the way most of us eat shalosh shudis, there's not much less you can do. But there, we don't make shalosh shudis any less than we would normally make shalosh shudis on Tishba that falls on Shabbos. But anyway, the Brisa continues. Rameir says you're not allowed to get a haircut or do laundry starting from Rosh Chodesh up until the fast day, meaning not past the fast day, only up until the fast day. Rabbi Yudah says the whole month is Asr, meaning the Nechaba doesn't come at Shabbos Nachamu and Na'alet Tuba, the whole month is Asr. Rameir says no, just that week is going to be Asr. So you have Rabbi Meir had said that it's only Asr up until the fast day, but it starts at Rosh Chodesh. Then you have the Shita that it's the whole month, Rabbi Yudah. Then Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that it's that week, but presumably that entire week, both before and after. So Rabbi Meir's Mekel on the one hand, because he stops at a Tishvav, it never goes past Tishvav. On the other hand, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is more Mekel because he only starts it on Shavuah Shechal Bo Tishvav. He only starts these Dinim on Shavuah Shechal Bo Tishvav. And obviously Rabbi Yudah is the most machmir of the three. So V'tanya Idach, and we have another Brisa that says similarly a three-way machlokas. So Noigav Evel Meir Rosh Chodesh V'alatani Siv Rameir. Rameir L'shitasa from Rosh Chodesh until the fast day. Rabbi Yudah Mer Kol Chodesh Kulo Aser. Rabbi Yudah also the entire month is Aser. And Rosh Chodesh Amar Einu Aser Elo Aser Shabbos Bulvad. And Rosh Chodesh says that it's only Aser that Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says V'shlashdan Mikra Echad Darshu. All three of them are darshening from the same pasuk. They're all deriving their halachos from the same pasuk, tichsiv, because the pasuk says as follows: Vishbati kol mesosa chaga chodsha v'shabata v'kol moada. The pasuk continues. So mind the Amar Rosh Chodesh, the one that says that it applies starting from Rosh Chodesh via the tainus and goes until the tainus mechaga derives from the lashon of the pasuk of chaga, that the pasuk in Hosea says chaga. So chag is Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh called the chag. That's what the Gemara said on yesterday's daf. Karalai Moed, that Rosh Chodesh is considered a chag. And the one that said that the whole chodesh, the entirety of the month, is going to be aser, derives mechadasha from its chodesh, implies the entire month. And the one that says that the entire week is going to be aser, mechabata, derives from the word shabata from that week. Amar Rava halacha k'Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Rava says we paskin like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. He's the one that says that only that week is going to be aser. V'Amar Rava halacha k'Rabbi Meir. And Rava also says we paskin like Rabbi Meir, who says that it already starts on Rosh Chodesh, but it stops at Tisha B'Av. Wait a second, those are two opposing viewpoints. How can you paskin like both of them? V'Travayu l'kula. What he means to say is I'm going to grab the kulas of each one. The Rabbi Meir says that the end date is Tisha B'Av. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says the start date is Shavuah Shechal Bo. Those are the two that I'm taking. I'm not going to start at Rosh Chodesh like Rabbi Meir, nor am I going to go past Tisha B'Av for the entire week like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. I'm taking the kulas of each of the opinions. Utsricha, and he needs to tell me that he paskins like both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. The Gemara just spells it out right now. That which we know, Utsricha Diash Min Alach Rav Meir Hava Min Afilu Rosh Chodesh. Because if you're just going to say straight that you paskin like Rav Meir, yes, Rabbi Meir stops all these halachos at Tisha B'Av, but he starts at Rosh Chodesh. So Kamash Milan Alach Rav Shimon Gamliel. That's why you need to tell me that we paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that it's only for the Shavuah Shechal Bo. Diash Min Alach Rav Shimon Gamliel. And if you only would have told me that the halacha follows Rav Shimon Gamliel, Hava Min Afilu Achrav, I would think that these halachos supply even after Tisha B'Av. Kamash Milan Alach Rav Meir. That's why we say that we pass Alach Rav Meir, that these halachos stop at Tisha B'Av, they don't go past Tisha B'Av. Period. Now, Erev Tisha B'Av lo yochel adam beis tavshilin. Now we move on to the dinim of Su'udah Hamafseka. So on Erev Tisha B'Av, a person is not supposed to eat shnei tavshilin, not supposed to eat two cooked foods on Erev Tisha B'Av. If you look at Tosos says, well, we have to be magdir what exactly is considered two different foods. He says, pirush beis tavshilin ratzalomar b'shtei kaderos. If you make all the food together in one pot, that's not called two cooked foods. If if a person makes a cholent, and in the cholent there's meat and there's potatoes and there's beans and there's broccoli, whatever, that's not two food. That's not four foods. That's one food. It just happens to have multiple ingredients. So that's what Tosfos says. Gon shakarin olam achalnu beiz minim shakarin maishun aval ein les or lechel tavshil sha'osim mi betzalim mi gvino mi beitzim. If you happen to have cheese and eggs and onions in the same dish, that's not a problem. Even though normally you wouldn't eat onions raw, the Gemara says it's not a healthy thing to do, but since you're not making it as a separate dish, you're making it with everything else, it's all considered a single dish. So that's a yesod that Tosfos says in terms of what we call shnei tavshilin versus what we call tavshil echad. Tosfos writes at the end of that Tosfos that something that's nechel kamoshu chai doesn't have a din of bishul at all, and you could eat it even if it is mavushal. That's also not considered a tavshil. If something is edible raw, just like you have a din in bishul akum, that which is nechel kamo shu chai, that which is edible raw, is not subject to bishul. That's always a question. You know, bishul akum makes a lot of sense, that which is nechel kamo shu chai should not be subject to bishul akum. The whole concern of bishul akum is that you're going to get too close to the nachri, that you're going to feel too connected to him. So if he's not really contributing that much, because he could have eaten the food raw without his cooking, so it makes a lot of sense that we're not so concerned. Does that make sense in every other context where we say bishul b'shabbos? The davar nechel kamo shu chai not going to be subject to bishul if you cook vegetables on Shabbos. So you always have to be careful about when we apply these dinim of bishul. So Tosfos has this chiddush that it's not called a tavshil if it's a davar nechel kamo shu chai. The Rosh quotes a shita of the Ravid that even that which is nechel kamo shu chai is aser, because by riboy tavshilin there's more kavod and there's more tanug. He says, think about the logic over here. Why is it that you're not allowed to have shnei tavshilin? It's because you shouldn't be having this enjoyable lavish meal. More courses, even if some of those courses are cooked vegetables, is still adds a more enjoyable and lavish flavor to the meal. The Ran writes that there are those that are matir to eat something that's nachal kamo shu chai, and he says that from the Ramban, the only thing we find is peros chayim, that you can have raw fruits, but not that you're allowed to have something that's actually cooked. Okay, so says Gemara, Amar Avido lo shanu el mishei shos l'mayu. These dinim of sudam of sekes only apply from 6 hours in the day and on. Al mishei shos l'mata mutter, but to have a more lavish meal before 6 hours into the day is going to be mutter. Ve'amar Rav Yehuda lo shanu l'besuda mafsik ba al besuda sheinu mafsik ba mutter. These limitations are also only on the final suuda before the fast. But if you want to have a late lunch, you know, after chatos hayom, and have a lunch with a lot of different foods, that's mutter as long as the last suuda before the fast is going to be more limited. V'travayu lukula, and both of them are lukula, and we pass them both lukula tzricha, and we need to be told both of these things. Diashmin b'suda mafsikba. If you only would have told me that these limitations apply to the suda mafsikba, hava amina afil mishe shos l'mata, I would think even if your last meal before the fast is in the morning, that you'd have this limitation. Kamashma mishe shos l'maila. That's why I tell me no. All these halachos can only apply after chatos hayom. Viashmin mishe shos l'maila. And if you only would have told me about she shos l'maila, that hava amina afil b'suda sheino mafsikba, I would have assumed that even when it's a suda, when it's not your last suda, these limitations apply once you've hit chatos hayom. That's why I need to be told that no, it only applies to the Su'udah HaMafsikba. Tanya Kalishna Kama, Tanya Kalishna Braisa. We have a Kalishna Basra. We have a Braisa that supports the first Lashon and a Braisa that supports the second Lashon. Tanya Kalishna Basra, Hasoi Derev Tishbav, Im Asulisot Su'udah Acheres, Mutulechel Basra Vilishos Yayin. If you're still going to have another meal that day, then on Erev Tishbav in the morning, or whenever it is, you're allowed to eat meat and drink wine, vim lav. But if you're not going to have another meal that day, then also lechel basav lishos yayin. Then you're not allowed to eat meat and drink wine. The chumrah that we have not to eat meat and drink wine for the entire 9 days, we have to realize is a tremendous chumrah. I mean, it's well beyond the din of the Gemara. The din of the Gemara is not even on Shavuot Shechalba. Shavuot Shechalba is also the sapra, also the chabes. Nothing about meat and wine during Shavuot Shechalba. The only issur of meat and wine, midin of the Gemara, is a suda mafsekes. It's not allowed to be meat and wine. Now let him eat meat and wine in the Suda Mafsekes. Okay, so we've expanded that issur. Even Sfardim have expanded that issur to Shavuot Shechalba Tishbav. We've expanded it for the entire 9 days, but that's a minhag. It's important to know when something is a din and when something is a minhag. So it's a minhag that we don't need meat. That's where Avadi Yosef has a tshuva where he discusses whether a fleishig restaurant in a community that doesn't really have too many kosher options, and there's one kosher restaurant that happens to be fleishig, are they allowed to stay open during the 9 days and serve serve flesh during the 9 days, because after all, or during Shavuot Chaba, because after all, people are going to be coming there, and if people don't, if they close up and then people don't come there, people will go to treif restaurants. They're not gonna just eat milchigs. They're gonna go to treif restaurants. So is it better to keep this option available so at least they'll be eating kosher foods? So Avadia discusses the possibility that you have to assess whether this is, to borrow Rav Shlomo Zalman's terminology, is this a maisa hachshala or a maisa hatzala? Right, by leaving the restaurant open, are you being machshil people in violating the minhag, or are you being matzil people from doing a much worse avera? That's what Rav Shlomo Zalman had in a number of different contexts. That sometimes that which would normally be considered lifnei iver, based on the circumstance, might turn into a Maisa Hatzala. Rav Asher Weiss didn't like that formulation of a Maisa Hatzala, but I think it's a good formula. That could turn into a Maisa Hatzala. Like, for example, Rav Shlomo Zalman, there's a halach mufresh in Shulchan Aruch, that if you know that somebody else is not going to recite a bracha on food, halach mufresh is black and white, you're not allowed to give food to a person who's not going to recite a bracha on that food. It is lefnei iver lo sitein michshol. But, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, if you assess the situation, and it seems to be that if you don't offer them something to eat, it's going to cause sinna and eva, and it's gonna be bad for the Jews. It's gonna be bad for the person's impression of from Jews. Which is a bigger maisa hachshala, to be machshel them and causing that kind of sinna toward religious Jews, or to be machshel them in not reciting a bracha? You have to assess each situation whether it's a greater maisa hatzala or a greater maisa hachshala. So that's what Avad Yosef discusses. But it's important to have the discussion. You have to realize that it's only a minhag, that it's not a din, that we don't have meat and wine during the 9 days. But anyway, the Gemara says, so we have this one brisa that says, as long as it's not your last meal before Tisha B'Av, you can eat meat and drink wine. Tiny Klish Nakama, then we have another brisa that says, Erev Tisha B'Av, lo yochal adam shnei tafshilin, and lo yochal basar liyishta yayin. You can't have multiple cooked items, nor can you eat meat or drink wine. Rav Shimon ben Leah lomer, yishna. So yishana, you should do something different. Amar Rav Yehuda Ketzad Mishana, what do you mean do something different? Im ha'yirag yilech l'shnei tafshilin, yochal min echad. If you're typically, you like to eat shnei tafshilin, so only eat one tafshil. Don't eat shnei tafshilin. If you typically eat a meal with 10 people, as Rashi points out, meaning that people that eat together with you for your honor, it doesn't just mean you happen to be in proximity of 10 people. You know, you're eating in a cafeteria or something, in a school or something, and there are 100 people. So that's not a problem. That's not considered like you're eating together with 10 people. It means that they come dafka to eat with you. L'kvodo, a person has 10 children or something. You don't say that it's that they're not allowed to eat together. That's not the issue over here. The issue says, at least according to Rashi, the issue is that it's l'kvodo. It's like when they made the corona restrictions in Eretz Yisrael, that you're not allowed to have more than 10 people. So my sister Kananar has 12 children, so we were wondering which ones she was going to throw out of the house. But it means l'kvodo, that they're coming as a guest or something like that. So that's what you're not allowed to do. The Torah writes that Rabbeinu Meshulam would eat on Erev Tisha B'Av with 3 people, but then he didn't make a mezumin. He didn't bench bezimun. He would be mevarich on his own. And he says v'chei noag ri, that the ri was knowing that way as well. So the Torah says, how can you do that? Meaning, if you're eating together with 3 people, you have a chiv of zimun. Notice what it says. If you normally eat with 10, so eat with 5. Sounds like it's okay to eat with 5 people as long as that's not your regilus, but you're allowed to have a group of people that are eating together. And once you're doing that, there's a din that you have to make a zimun. So all of a sudden, you're just not going to make a zimun? So the Rush says, the Torah writes rather that the Rush was no egg to eat the Sudam of Sekis alone. Meaning, if you want to be alone and you don't want to join the zimun and you don't want to show that there's a chabura that's joining together, then you have to eat alone as well. Beis Yosef quotes from Lagos Maimonios in the name of Rabbi Seinu and Rav Shri Ragon that they're knowing not to be mezamin b'shlosha. Everyone sits alone and Yoshev Adad v'yidom, because that's a simon of Avelis as well, to be sitting alone and to be sitting in silence. And that's what he quotes V'chei Na'agri and Rabbeinu Meshulam, not to be mezamin even if they do eat with 3, but the better than to eat with 3 and then to not do a zimun is to eat alone and then not do a zimun. And that's our minute. Then when we do a sudam of Sekes, we sort of go off into a corner and eat by ourselves the Sudam of Sekes, and therefore you don't have any shailas as far as Zimun is concerned. Hayiragilishos hasar kosos, if a person normally drinks 10 kosos, so you should get help, but shosa chamisha kosos. He should now drink only 5 kosos instead of 10 kosos if he normally drinks 10. So 5 is good enough. But medvar mamur mishay shos, meaning the Gemara tells us that lo nivra yayin el nachim ba'as avelim, that normally wine is a food that is associated with avelus. But the Gemara also says that originally they were masaking, the Gemara in the first part of Kesubis, they were masaking 10 kosos in the base avel, and then they had to undo that takana. So it's not by chance that the Gemara chooses the example of 10 kosos, right? The Gemara, you know, could have said if you're ruggled to drink 6 kosos, so drink only 3. But the Gemara is choosing 10 because that was something that was done as a practice of avelus and was then undone because it was inappropriate. It didn't work out that properly. People weren't able to hold their wine and behave accordingly. But all of this is only, and the reason we're quoting this whole brisa is only for this line, all of this is only after Chatzos Hayom. But prior to Chatzos Hayom, it's going to be mutter. Tanya Idach, another brisa says, Erev Tishbav lo yochal and Mishnei Tavshim lo yochal basul yishli yayin divra meir. They shouldn't have 2 cooked foods, you shouldn't eat meat, you shouldn't drink wine, according to Rameir. V'cham v'omrim yishane, that you should do things differently and just be mima'it in basar yayin. Ketzad mima'it, how are you mima'it in basar yayin? Ima yiragilech litra basar, yochel chatzi litra. Just less quantity. If you normally eat a litra of basar, eat less. You normally get the 16-ounce steak, get the 12-ounce steak. Hayiragilishos lug yayin, yishta chatzi lug yayin. If normally you drink a whole lug of yayin, yeah, so drink a half a lug of yayin. Vimena rug. And if you're not a person who typically eats meat and drinks wine, so then it's asr to eat it entirely. If normally you have a little radish or a little salty food after your meal, then you're allowed to do that. Then another brisa tells us that anything that's on account of tishbav, any meal that you're having that's associated with the upcoming tishbav, you're not allowed to eat meat, you're not allowed to drink wine, and also you're not allowed to bathe. That seems like a random addition, that one is not allowed to bathe. Meaning all the other halachos of tishbav start on tishbav, right? The eating other things, let's say, right? That starts on tishbav. Or the wearing leather shoes, that starts on tishbav. So now it seems to be telling us that part of Sudam of Sekes is that that's when it's asr to be to asr lirchos. The Rush quotes from the Ramban that the Suda is mishum tishbav, that's referring to the Sudam of Sekes. And that's where you're not allowed to eat meat, not allowed to drink wine. And since the avelus has begun, legabe, basar v'yayin, it's also begun the Gabi Rechitza, so you're not allowed to bathe anymore at that point. Even though you could eat another, you could eat a little bit more after the Suda, and there's no din of Tosefes Petishbav like there is by Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, but Rechitza is going to be awesome. Why? Because what makes Rechitza different? When you wear leather shoes, you enjoy the shoes and the support right now. Rechitza, it's not about the enjoyment of the bath. It's that it's a preparation for being clean afterwards. So Rechitza is a Hana'a La'asid. So it looks like, meaning when does one, a person is celebrating something, they're having a simcha or something, so they shower before the simcha. And that's their way of showing that I'm preparing for something big. A person's going to have Shabbos, so you shower before Shabbos. That's where you're showing that you're preparing for. So if you're going to shower right before Tisha B'Av, that's showing that you're bathing for Tisha B'Av, and that you're not allowed to do. But that's only when it comes to Rechitza Sicha. Nilas Sandal is not Aser, according to that, before Titus. That even before the time, even after Sudam of Sekes. That only starts when Tisha B'Av actually starts. That's what the Ravid writes, that when the Sudam of Sekes is over, the Titus has already begun, the Inyan Achila, so it's also begun the Inyan Rechitza. When he said Kol Sheinu Mishum Tishbav, it means for the Suda Mafsekes on Tainas Sibur, that you're allowed to eat meat and drink wine and you're allowed to be Rochets. That's the next line that we're about to read in the Brisa. Kol Sheinu Mishum Tishbav, anything that's not Tishbav of related, like last Suda before any other fast, before Asar B'Teves, for example, Mutulech L'Basav Lishlos Yayin V'Asul Lirchot. You're allowed to eat meat and drink wine, but it's Asul Lirchot. So Mishum Rechitza Mishum Aviv, that no, if you're allowed to eat meat, you're allowed to drink wine, then it's also mutar lirchutz. You're also allowed to take a bath at that point in time. So, okay, says the Gemara, one more brisa. Tana Rabbanu, Rabbanan. Kol mitzvos hanogos ba'avel, nogos b'tishbav. All mitzvos that are knowing by an avel are knowing on tishbav as well. And therefore, asur ba'achila, b'shtia, b'sicha, b'nil sandal, b'tashma shamita. You're not allowed to eat or drink, or even though that's normally mutter for an avel to do. An avel's allowed to eat and drink. But we're saying, in addition to the fasting issues, there's also sicha, nil sandal, tashma shamita, and vasalikros b'tora, b'nevi'im, b'ksuvim, b'lishnos, b'mishnah, b'talmud, b'medrash, b'alachos, b'agados. You're not allowed to learn Torah. Aval kari b'makom sheino ragil likros. You're allowed to learn that which you're not accustomed to learning, that which is going to be more challenging, and you're going to break your teeth over a little bit, and it will be frustrating. Vishona b'makom sheino ragil lishnos. And mishnayos as well that you're not familiar with. V'kari b'kinos b'iov, and you're allowed to read Eicha and Iov. U'b'dvarim aram shebiyirmiyo. And also, you're allowed, kinos b'iov means Eicha, and you're also allowed to read the dvarim aram shebiyirmiyo, the prophecies of destruction that you have in Yom Yom. V'tinog shal b'shrab b'telun mishum shnemer b'kudei Hashem yisharim misam chilev. Tinog shal b'shrab in our battle should not be learning Torah because b'kudei Hashem yisharim misam chilev, we assume it inherently brings joy to learn Torah. From the pashtus of this price, it sounds like on Tishbav we observe all dinim of avelus. However, the Meiri, the Rush, and the Ritva says it's only about the losases of an avel, that whatever an avel is muslim not to do, you're also not allowed to do on Tisha B'Av. But the mitzvahs say of an avel, what mitzvahs say are there of an avel? There are two. There's kfiyas hamita and atifas harosh. So we don't do kfiyas hamita anymore anyway, so it doesn't feel like there's anything, and most people don't really do atifas harosh either, although many people when they sit shiva are makbit to wear a hat while they're sitting shiva as a kiyum of atifas harosh of an avel, but those things aren't necessarily done on Tisha B'Av. That we don't say, that anything that's known by an avel is known on Tisha B'Av. The Meiri counts among the mitzvahs say that are not knowing on Tisha B'Av, that you don't have to do kriya on Tisha B'Av. You don't have to do the mitzvah saseh of avelus. Now, is that why you don't have to do kriya on Tisha B'Av? Pashtus is the Ritva writes not that way. The Ritva says pashtus is because kriya is not a din in avelus. Hilchos kriya luchud and hilchos avelus chud. So Gemara might come that says avelus luchud or kriya luchud. There are nafkaminas in that. Is kriya din in avelus or is a kriya din in pre-avelus, right? It's a din. The nafkamina would be there's a klal halacha k'divra mekel ba'avel. That when you have a machlokas, depending on different shitos as far as what, only a machlokas tanaim, even a machlokas amarayim, even a machlokas apostle. But when you have a machlokas and you're not sure how to paskin, so then we say halacha k'divra mekel. If you are sure how to paskin, then you paskin that way. You don't say halacha k'divra mekel that you find some weird shita that holds something and say, oh, we got to always go with the mekel. So no one is ever allowed to have an opinion lahachmir and avelus, right? That system wouldn't work. That we're not right. So it means that if you're not sure how to paskin, we always go k'divrei mekel when it comes to novel. Even if typically you would say yachid v'rabim, I'm going to paskin like the rabbim, but you're allowed to go k'divrei mekel ba'avel. Do you say the same thing in machlokas in hilchos kriya that halach k'divrei mekel by hilchos kriya? So maybe not, because maybe avelus l'chud and kriya l'chud. Also the Ritva writes that tefillin is a din that an avel doesn't wear tefillin biyom rishon. But you do have to wear tefillin on Tisha B'Av. You don't get a break from tefillin on Tisha B'Av because Tisha B'Av is no more chamor than Yom Sheni of Avelos. It can't be more chamor than the second day of Shiva. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Eino Kari B'Makom Sheni Ragalikros Eino Shon B'Makom Sheni Ragalishnos. You shouldn't even learn those things that you're not so accustomed to. Aval Kari U'Bi'il B'Kinos Dvar Haram Shabiyim Yo. But I do hold of the Kula that you're allowed to learn Dvar Marayim. V'Tinok Shere Shab B'Telim B'Mishrim Shnema P'Kudei Hashem Yishar M'Sam Chilev. And Tinok Shabbos Rabin are bottle on Tisha B'Av because of Bikudei Hashem Yisharim Misam Chelev. Now this idea that learning things that you're not rugilishnos, that you're not rugil to learn, that it could become a frustration, a tsar, and therefore a person is allowed to do it on Tisha B'Av and during Yemei Avelus, the Arzarua writes that the machlokas about that between Rameh Rabbi Yehuda is about limud on Tisha B'Av and Yemei Avelus is tali on the din of limud Torah b'Shabbos. That according to Rameh, meaning it would have ramifications for limud Torah b'Shabbos. Because on Shabbos we're not supposed to be bizarre. On Shabbos we're supposed to have the opposite. we're supposed to have tainug, we're supposed to have enjoyment. So if you hold that learning things that you're not familiar with, and that could be frustrating to you because you don't know the klalim and you're not familiar with the terminology and things like that will be frustrating to you, you hold that that's a good thing to do on Tisha B'Av because that's a tzar, maybe you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos, because on Shabbos you're supposed to have an oneg, and you should only learn those things that are regilim. However, that's mutter, like Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with our mayor, because we paskin, you're not allowed to do that on Tisha B'Av, and therefore you are allowed to do it on Shabbos, because Liman HaTorah, bi'iyun, comes with a great sense of satisfaction and enjoyment, even if you have to break your teeth on it a little bit. And therefore it's a min kasher, the Arzura writes, that after you leave shul on Shabbos morning, you go to eat and you sleep a little bit to enjoy Shabbos, and then you learn. So because by Avelus, even though we pass on HaKram Meir by Avelus, that's only because Allah Kedivra Mekel Ba'Avel, so even if you would pass on HaKram Meir by Avelus, we pass on HaKram Yehuda when it comes to Shabbos. There is a passage that the Me'iri writes in the name of the Yerushalmi, that on Shabbos says, Bamema Ango, the Yerushalmi says, how does one do Oneg Shabbos? So Maram or B'Sheno, Maram or B'Talmud Torah, that it's a machlokas whether you do by sleeping or by learning on Shabbos. I have a chapter in my new Sefer about this, whether sleeping or learning on Shabbos is the better Oneg Shabbos. So Gemara says, no, it's a low pligi, kan B'Talmud, kan B'Balabais. It depends if a person is Talmud Chacham or B'Balabais. So which is which? So Gemara doesn't say which is which. So the Me'iri says, some explain that it means that that a Talmud is Ma'anig Shabbos B'Talmud Torah. Talmud Chacham knows how to learn, so he enjoys learning. Bala Bais doesn't learn so much, not doesn't enjoy learning, he enjoys sleeping a little bit more. Miri says, I think it's the opposite, that the Talmud Chacham who learns all week, he needs to sleep, he hasn't slept all week. The Bala Bais who hasn't learned all week is dying to learn, he needs to learn, so he wants to learn on Shabbos. So, but that is certainly part of the inyan of Onek Shabbos, to be able to learn on Shabbos as well. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the two dots at the bottom, and Be'ez Hashem, we will try to finish the Masechta tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you.